proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're teaching on all things are yours. Now, this comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 21, where Paul makes that revelation statement that all things are ours, talking about those who are the seed of Abraham. Now, what that means, you're going to have to tune into the broadcast and follow me along. We're talking about going over to the other side. In other words, whatever is your destiny that God has for your life, God wants you to reach that destiny. Now, it's going to take faith to do it, and we're going to talk about that. Now, also, we're going to discuss this fact that there are pillars in the earth. In other words, there are institutions, or there's what you can call mountains. There are things that are holding up different parts of our society, such as the mountain of education, or the mountain of media, or the mountain of religion, or the mountain of the family. Whatever those pillars are, there's seven of them, and they hold up society. Now, what God wants us to do as believers is take control of those mountains. And that is our job and our assignment here in this earth. Well, got your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Ready to take some good notes now. Let's go into it. It's called All Things Are Yours. When Jesus came and preached, he preached the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. Now, traditionally, much of the church has preached the gospel, but it's been the gospel of salvation. When I say that, I mean mainly the emphasis is, are you born again? Because the idea about it, if you're born again, then you can live eternal life. You'll live with him forever. And this is where you want to be. So in preaching that, many of the thinking and theology has been a theology that says, I'm going to get mine on the other side. So I'm just going to go through H-E-L-L on earth, and so I can get mine on the other side. Because it's a doctrine of by and by. And we sang songs about it. By and by, when the morning. Okay. No, but that's been the theology, see. The theology has been get born again, because that's the thing you want to do, and just live saved now so you can end up with Jesus. Well, okay, that's good, but that's not all the gospel. See, if you open it up, the gospel is not only about getting born again, but living a kingdom citizen life right down here on this earth. Being in the world, but not of the world. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, all he wants you to get born again, just get born again, die, and just go and be with the Lord. But no, there's a whole life that we got to live down here. And so what we're doing is, you and I have been sent here to take dominion over this earth. And we found out the word dominion means to rule, it means lordship, it means rulership, it means oversight, it means caretakership, or we might say stewardship, it means ownership. And that's why we got into all things are yours. And so now we're talking about possessing our inheritance, but the subtopic is all things are yours. So we're talking about ownership and taking ownership of a planet. And we, the church, is responsible for this planet. And as you, we took a journey, and we went back and looked at Jesus going to the other side in this boat. You all remember that? That he was in a boat with the apostles or disciples, and they were going to the other side of the sea. Well, Jesus fell asleep, and a great storm came up. Well, they were on their way fulfilling the plan of God. In other words, they were in their assignment. Yet, here comes the enemy trying to stop them from fulfilling their assignment. So here comes a storm. Now somebody said, well, the storm, you know, those storms do happen, and you know, it's an act of God. Well, no. This storm was right from the pit of hell, and the enemy was going to sink their boat and kill them. Now, they woke up Jesus. Now, the Bible says over in Mark chapter 4 that he said, let us go over to the other side. And as they went out, other little ships followed them. So I want to give you an understanding of this other little ship, because I did a little study on it since then. The word apostolic, having to do with a calling or a part of ministry, is this part that Jesus represented as an apostle, that he was taking them with him across. And it comes from this word apostolos, and having to do with, it gives you the picture of an admiral of a ship. And this admiral of a ship is there, and that admiral is being sent with other ships to a foreign land to proclaim the government, or to bring this, let me just get in my notes here, to bring the kingdom of his kingdom, to bring his kingdom culture to a foreign culture which has not yet heard this gospel. In other words, he's coming to colonize a culture. He's coming to go over, apostolos, the admiral. He's on a ship, and he has a company of other little ships, but he is, in fact, the lead person, and he is going to, with his company, to colonize and replicate the culture that he has in this foreign culture. Did y'all just follow what I just said? So now, this is what he's doing. He's coming to establish the culture by which he came from. Now, this idea of church comes from the Greek word ekklesia, E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A. Ekklesia having to do with called out ones. That's what it means literally. But a picture of that is the Roman government. And the Roman government now is now occupying more and more land, more and more territory. Well, as they occupy more territory, they send out a governor over that territory, just like you have a governor of Alabama, a governor of Chicago, Illinois, and so forth. Now, that governor will be the person that will be ruling in that local province or area, that region, that governor. Remember when Jesus was brought before a man who questioned him when he was about to go to the cross? Who was the man that they brought him before? Pilate, all right? Pilate was a governor. But who did Pilate work under? Who was he under? Anybody remember? Caesar. Caesar was the emperor. He was a king. But he sent out governors. And the governor, Pilate over here, Herod over there, and governors, what they did, they had this authority to rule in those places. So you are sent out by the king as a governor over a certain province, over a certain region. And every place the sole of your foot shall tread, God has given you. You are to establish a kingdom of God culture in that place. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, when we're talking about that, now the kingdom, what is the kingdom? Well, this is where the enemy tempted Jesus. Let's go over there. Luke chapter 4, please. Luke chapter 4. Look at what it says in Luke chapter 4 and verse 5. And the devil taketh him up to a high mountain, talking about Jesus now. So he's about to tempt Jesus. And showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now notice what he showed him. He showed him all the kingdoms. All the kingdoms. So kingdoms, and one of our teachers came here really did a good job on this, but the kingdoms, the institutions, the different pillars of society. A pillar is designed to what? Hold something up. So the whole society of the kingdom of darkness is built on pillars. And there is a pillar over here of education. There is a pillar of arts and entertainment. There is a pillar of politics and government. There is a pillar of economics. So all these seven pillars that are holding up the world system, the enemy has control over. So now you're sent to take over. That the violent take it how? By force. Now, you're not going to have to hit nobody over the head and take it. The Bible says wisdom is better than weapons of war. So it's going to be through wisdom that you're going to rise. A good model of that is look at Joseph's life. And look how Joseph came into this time where they had tried to, the devil tried to do away with him and got him in prison. But the king had a dream, couldn't interpret it. He knew something was going to happen. And they said, there's a God in prison that can interpret dreams. He said, get him up here. Got him up here. Not only did he tell him what he dreamed and what it meant, but he's telling him, this is the way you're going to get out of it. He said, hey, you're the man. So notice what he did. He put him over that part, the political part. And he said, everybody that passed by your chariot, I'm going to tell them to bow the knee. Now, my point to you is that because denominationalism has been preached, then what you've had is, this is my denomination, this is your denomination, I ain't going to come see you, don't you come over here to see me. My ministry is more sanctified than your ministry, and y'all ain't even saved over there, so we can, whatever. All right, you follow what I'm saying? And as a result of that, you've had a house divided. And a house divided, help me now, cannot stand. It cannot stand, see? And that's the enemy's trick. So he doesn't want the kingdom to be preached. Because all of a sudden with the kingdom, we get away from preaching about religion. Now we're talking about a government. And that's what Jesus came to preach. He didn't come to preach religion. He didn't say, I've come that you might have religion. There was plenty of religion. There was all kinds of religion when he got here. He didn't come to preach religion. He came to bring a government, the apostolos. And he came to establish a new culture inside of a culture that's existing right now. Are you following what I'm saying? So he came to dispossess squatters and dismantle systems. And that's where he was headed to, over to the other side. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, with a kingdom mindset, all of a sudden, you can see things differently. And that's why I can get revelation of certain things that people who have a denominational mindset can't get. Because the mystery of the kingdom of God is being revealed as you line up with kingdom thinking. You follow what I'm saying? He's not going to let this revelation loose while you're trying to preach your denomination. That's not, God ain't blessing rebellion. I'm not saying it's rebellion to have that, but I'm saying we're not lifting up a denomination in this hour. We're lifting up a kingdom in this hour. Say amen to that. And God is confirming that's the road that we're on. Say that. Say amen. So now, in that thinking of kingdom thinking and in the government thinking, Lord have mercy. I didn't mean to say all of this, but this is just coming out. In this, what we have to do now is realize that our assignment becomes number one, and that our mission to establish his kingdom becomes a priority. So what has happened with religion and denominationalism? Now, I'm not saying that because somebody belongs to a denomination, they're lost. That's not my point. My point is, notice there's a shift taking place. And the shift is shifting from what I built here to what he has built. Are you following what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. A shift is taking place. If you don't believe it, just sit there and watch. Now, what happens? In this government of the kingdom, it's that the kingdom now becomes a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week reality. Because I'm not talking about religion anymore. When I'm talking about religion, I'm talking about going up somewhere, praising the Lord, this is the day, praising the Lord a little bit, and then get done and go back out and get drunk. And so I'm just saying, now listen, I'm not saying anybody does that, but I'm saying that, you know, we don't do this in there. See, we go in the church house and, you know, don't cuss in here. Now I tell you, you know, God will kill you up in here and so forth. Whoa. As soon as you get back out in the car, what you say to me? Say it again. See, I'm telling you, my folks, I'm telling you, I saw them go to church on Sunday and Sunday night, they fought. See, because it was an experience and not a lifestyle. See, when it becomes a lifestyle, then nobody got to watch to see whether you go get drunk. Nobody got to watch to see whether you go steal somebody's money. Nobody got to watch, because you know God is present in you all the time, and he is Emmanuel, the God with us. Are you following what I'm saying? And so now what happens is it confuses the religions in the East. Them people confused. Folks, Islamic and Muslim and all that, they're confused. They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to say, well, wait a minute. If these people think so much of their God, how can they separate their God from their politics? Now, that's a mystery to them. Because what? Their God is a part of their politics. It's a part of their relationships. It's a part of their businesses. It's a part, see, that you, in the middle of the day, in their business, they shut it down. And they get down on their little carpet and rug and so forth. Why? Because their God is in their business. But somehow, if you tell a Christian they got to tithe, they get an ugly look on their face because their God ain't in their business. And I'm telling you, it's because we preach denominationalism and we didn't preach the kingdom of God. You preach the kingdom of God, and all of a sudden you're talking about a nation. Are you following what I'm saying? So why am I here? To help shift your thinking. Because there's a certain place you can't get to unless you think kingdom. You can't get to the billion flow thinking denomination. That's why you didn't see it in there. There had to be a wider vision than that. So part of what we've done, and I'm not coming against any denomination, because I was in a denomination, so forth and so on. I'm not coming against that. I'm just saying, watch the shift. Watch God start speaking to people about talking about the kingdom instead of how great my group is. Are you following what I'm saying now? And I'm certainly not downing anybody and what you've come from and so forth like that. But folks, let me tell you, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, they didn't separate God from their business. The moment they got the first harvest, they brought in the first fruit. Because God was the one that made them prosper. But somehow, people of God come in, you start talking about giving 10% of your increase to God. Oh, I ain't gonna give that man that money. The man, wait a minute, hold up. God is the one that ensures that you draw breath at 8 o'clock in the morning so that you can go to work. See, somehow they figured God didn't have nothing to do with them getting that money. And that is deception. But I'm telling you, Apostolos, he's an admiral. He's got other companies behind him, and he's leading into a land to colonize it. He's leading into a land to dispossess squatters and dismantle systems. Everything that the enemy put up, he's taken down. Them Bibles never should have come out of that educational kingdom. Say amen to that. They should be in there right now. But somebody who sat in church, just went in there on Sunday morning, didn't take it on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and thought that, hey, well, we're not supposed to do nothing in politics. Honey, Matt, don't leave that stuff alone. That stuff is evil. It's evil because you let it be evil. But if you take an ownership position, you say, wait a minute, I'm taking dominion over the politics. Now you're about to see the church come alive. And I predict this is what's about to happen right now. Yes, sir. We about to take over. We about to say, wait a second. Say amen to that. And you're not limited to the natural. I mean, that's what part of the kingdom of God is. It's a Hebrew word having to do with supernatural. And I'm saying that, hey, there is something God wants to do in this earth, and he births you into the earth at this time to make it happen. Say amen to that. He's going to take you into the other, over to the other side, and we're going to take some territory. Say amen to that. And we're not mad at people. People are not our problem, because it wasn't people that caused that storm. That storm is a system. Say storm system. It was a storm system, and systems control people. But Satan controls systems. And what he offered Jesus is that if you bow down and worship me, all these kingdoms, everything I'm going to give you, and the glory of them. Well, you hear Jesus' prayer. He said, pray this way, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Now, that's all three things that he offered him right there in Luke chapter 4. He offered them the same three things. So I'm telling you right now, if you get a revelation of the kingdom, all this stuff starts popping out. Folks, and it's so powerful until I believe kingdom-minded people have said, can I loose this? If kingdom-minded people have, if you got a kingdom mindset about you, see, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let me just give you, I'm way off here now. But when you, let's say you're sitting somewhere and somebody comes and tells you about a loved one, your mother or dad or somebody and so forth, and they say, hey, there's something tragic just happened to them and so forth. Now, let's say a person has been having blood pressure problems and they're all right until they heard that. Then all of a sudden they heard that and what happened? Their blood pressure shot up. Look how your body physically responded to something that you thought. Your thinking can change physically things around you. And when you walk into a place and you got a kingdom mindset, you have a mindset of peace. There can be strife going on in that room, and when you come in there, something's got to bow. It's got to see. I'm telling you, folks, you don't have to even say nothing. The very presence of God comes with you with a kingdom mindset. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, it's called All Things Are Yours. Now, we're talking about what's yours according to the plan of God. In other words, what biblically God says is yours. Now, when God says something, I mean, it's not up. We don't need to try to argue about it, debate about it. It is something that's not refutable. It's something that God has spoken, and it shall be. Now, it may not look like that around you, but this is what God says in his word, that all things are yours. If it's anything good about it, if it's anything used to that could enhance your mission or help you achieve your goals or whatever have you, it belongs to you. God wants it into your hands. You need to get it. The address and phone number on your screen, I want you to order it right away. Now, again, we're talking about the gospel of the kingdom. So we're not talking about just people. We're talking about property. And you need to know how to recover both of those in your life. You might have family members, or you might have something that just was stolen from you, you know, as a result of ignorance or not knowing certain things. These things were stolen. Well, God's going to show you how to get it all back, and you can do it through some of these teachings. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Salvation, wholeness, peace, prosperity, and divine health. These are all part of your inheritance. How long will you wait before taking possession of the promises that God has already given you? Everything that you need has already been placed within you. Let's go up at once and possess our inheritance, for we are well able to overcome it.
Jesus paid the price for Adam's transgression and took everything back. He did it legally. Now he wants his body to manifest it.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn how to obtain your inheritance through faith.
For you to get what God has for you, you're going to have to separate your feelings from your faith. Because if God has given it to you, you're going to have to take it by faith.
Order Possessing Our Inheritance today, and Dr. Winston will explain why everything Satan stole from mankind, Jesus got back. Why, as a joint heir with Christ, whatever he has, you have. Why the enemy is after your faith, and much more.
If faith ever comes, it's going to overcome any obstacle that Satan can throw at you that will keep you from reaching your promised land.
To order your copy of Possessing Our Inheritance, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. Now is the time for the body of Christ to lay hold to the promises of God that are rightfully ours as heirs of God. Order your copy of this dynamic series, Possessing Our Inheritance, today.
While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
If you're only looking at the earth's supply, you're thinking limitation. And there is no limitation in God.
No.